It's Your Life is sponsored by James J.C. Cooley.
Life is a series of circles and cycles, phases and stages. These are your experiences that teach you the lessons of life. You can either ignore them or embrace them. Welcome to the James Cooley Show. It's Your Life. James is a motivational speaker, author, military veteran, and founder of the James Cooley Foundation. James is here to equip you to strive for greatness and to overcome adversity. It's time to get equipped today for the challenges of tomorrow. Now, here's the host of It's Your Life, James Cooley.
Hello, welcome to the James Cooley Show, It's Your Life. And I am so excited today. I got my main man here, Russell Emanuel. And tell you, this young man has been doing so many great things as it relates to movies, producing, writing. I mean, everything associated with this. And I tell you, when you put a lot of time and effort and heart into it, it pays off. So I want everybody, hey, Todd, you better grab you 10, 12 bags of popcorn right now.
Especially that movie popcorn.
Because you're going to need it. So. How you been, Todd? How you been?
I'm always good. You know, it's always a pleasure to run your show, and this is going to be a fun and exciting one for our listeners. I know that.
Man, it's going to be absolutely wonderful, man. And I just cannot wait to get it started. But I can't do anything without bringing on my executive producer and co-host who always put together absolutely fantastic shows. How you doing, Dr. Michelle Cooley?
I'm doing good. I am excited about the show. I love film. I am a film buff. I can go from old classic films from like Gone with the Wind to Betty Davis, Joan Crawford to current stuff. And I like independent films too. I mean, sometimes they have like the best stories behind it, very innovative. But I'm really excited about the guest today and the films he's going to be talking about and just the whole collaboration with these films and the many stars and cast in his film. And let's get this started.
Well, you know, I'm hoping that we can get the videos and stuff working right because this is great. But I tell you, wherever you're watching it at, what you're watching on E360 TV, YouTube, LinkedIn, Facebook, Twitter, over 25 other live streaming platforms, join in, be part of the conversation. You're listening to it on the radio, all you have to do is pick up the phone. Dial 1-866-577-2473. Michelle, I cannot take it any longer. Let's get started. Let's bring this absolutely fantastic guest in. Tell our viewers and our listeners the title, purpose, and introduce this great guest.
Well, yes. The title of the show is Russ Emanuel's Current and Future Films, Staycation, Feature Film and Sequel, and The Assassin's Apprentice 2's World Premiere. We're getting to know Russ Emanuel. He's an award-winning American director, producer, and independent filmmaker. We're going to talk about the update on the feature film Staycation and talk about the world premiere of the film The Assassin's Apprentice 2 and the Star Trek actors in it. And we're going to talk about the role social media and promoting and making films, and also talk about Staycation too. So let's talk a little bit about this guest today. Again, he's an award-winning American director, producer, independent filmmaker. He's directed such actors as John Hurt, Robert Picardo, Vincent Pastore, Glynis O'Connor, Hallie Kate Eisenberg, Jeremy London, and many, many more. He grew up in both Japan and the United States and graduated from USC to study cinema television. He founded Russin Productions in 2002 to promote his films, including Girl with Gun and documentary Restoration of Paradise. Presently, Staycation, the sequel to Routine, currently being filmed, marks Emanuel's sixth foray into feature filmmaking after directing PJ, Chasing the Grinches of Nathaya, Occupants, and Whisper. And The Assassin's Apprentice 2 is Emanuel's first sequel film he has directed. So please welcome back to the show, Russ Emanuel.
Hey Russ, how you doing? How you doing, my friend? Man, it's been about a year and a half, man.
Yeah, it's been a while. It's been a while. Thank you for having me, and happy anniversary, by the way, to you.
Hey, thank you, my friend. But absolute pleasure, man. And I really wanted to get you in the studio, but that probably would have been a distance from you. Plus, we in Texas this week, you know. But man, you've been doing so many great things, man. I'm a big fan. I've been following you, and wow, you know, just so happy about a lot of things. Can you tell our viewers and our listeners a little bit about you? I know Michelle talked about Japan and all this, and what led you to become the great filmmaker that you are today?
Well, great is subjective, but I appreciate the kind words. No, I grew up, you know, watching, you know, films. I love films. I love film scores. So I think I mentioned this before on your previous shows. My inspiration is composer John Williams, who did scores to a lot of Steven Spielberg's films, including Jaws, the Indiana Jones films, Jurassic Park. He did Star Wars. He did Harry Potter. And, you know, when I hear film music in a film, it just gives me goosebumps and it just really inspires me. So for me, I guess what really did it when I was 15, 16 years old, I watched Jurassic Park. At this time, I was living in Kobe, Japan. In Japan, they delayed the release, or at least they did, about films like 6 months. And I don't know why, but they do. So I watched it in 1994, I think. Jurassic Park came out in 1993 here. And when I saw the sequence in the helicopter at the beginning of the film, with the cinematography, the acting, and especially the music, it just really did it for me. So luckily I applied to USC Cinema, got in. And yeah, I just, you know, just try to make the best films possible. And I've just been very grateful to meet people like my producer, Howard Nash, producer Paul Hickman, producer Troy Gabaldon, and just, you know, really great support group, especially my parents, Charles and Kimi Emanuel. And just, you know, I'm just very, very grateful to be where I am today. So, yeah.
Wow. You know, so, man, you work with a lot of actors, just like you mentioned, Howard, and other producers as well. Yeah. What do you love about being an independent filmmaker? I mean, opposed to, you know, working with a lot of other different major companies. What do you love most about that?
About independent films? About
yes.
You have more creative control, I guess. You know, you know, they have a theory learned in USC. Was it the director of film auteur, which is the author of a film. And, you know, basically, hopefully I put my own twist into each of the films. I like, you know, like the psychology. I like film noir, which is shadows, you know, dichotomy, like split personalities, if you will. You'll see that in films that were mentioned, like Girl with Gun or Occupants. You'd see that in Staycation, which is the current film I'm doing, which is now in post-production. We did finish filming. Last year, we did some pickups in Thailand. I was there with my husband, Eddie, and we were able to do pickup shots there. So that's actually incorporated into film. So, you know, hopefully you will see all of that, you know, the Russ Emanuel touch, if you will, quote unquote, in every film I do. So, yeah, it's just you have more creative control when you do independent. Should I say more? So, yeah. So basically, you know, I have done films, PJ, which is now called Heaven's Messenger, Chasing the Green, which is now called Big Shots, The Legends of Nathaya, Occupants, we called Alterverse now, Whisper, it's called American Whisper, and now Staycation. And you can see the first five feature films I've done on different platforms like Tubi TV or Amazon. If you want information on those films, you can go to my website, Russem Productions. That's russem.com, which is a combination of my first and last name, Russ and Russem. So, yeah. And again, I hope you see all these quote unquote creative choices that I make, you know, all those films.
Yeah. Russ.
Hi.
Hey, I'm right here. Sorry about that, a little technical difficulties here.
Oh, no problem.
So My thing is this. So what are the challenges? What is the challenges in filmmaking and producing and directing? You know, they all have the same type of challenges.
Directing the on-call job, creatives, basically your main job, convey what you want to the actors, to the designer, the cinematographer, poser, sound designer, etc. When it comes to producing, which I've done too, I produced Vacation, my latest film. It's more like from the business side, I guess. Started from the inception. So Vacation, we had to, raise the money, and I was very fortunate to find some very wonderful investors, including Bill Victor Arakan and Michelle Wells. Michelle was supposed to be on this program, but she had, unfortunately, yes. I hope she will. But they were very grateful to be able to do that. So find the money. Then you go into pre-production, which is you prep for the film, then you film the film. And when we did a staycation, it was during COVID. And, COVID had a lot more challenges. The Screen Actors get shut down. And we have Screen actors in our film, like Dabo of Conan the Destroyer, Star Wars, The Rise of Skywalker, Clone Wars, the Star Trek Nation. And, we had to film piecemeal over 2 years versus filming all at the same time as we would have done pre-COVID. So we didn't film it. And then now we're in production, and a producer would basically handle all that completion. And then, of course, the publicity, kind of like you were describing, we had a world premiere of my latest film, Assassin's Creed 2. So
yeah. let's hold that thought right there. We got to take a station break.
Okay.
But we're going to come back and we're going to pick it up, and we're going to talk some more about Assassin. We're going to talk about all the other films that he's doing, especially the feature film, Staycation, and we're just going to talk some more. If you want to be part of the conversation, pick up the phone, 1-866-577-2473, or go to the comments. Ask this great man any question you like. It's your life. We'll see you shortly after the break.
There's more stories of greatness to help you overcome adversity. Coming up on It's Your Life with James Cooley.
Hi, I'm Todd Pyrick, producer of The James Cooley Show, It's Your Life. And in the new audio version of his book, Country Boy, City Boy, A Journey That Ain't Over Yet, you can join James as he shares his true life story of struggle and success in America. It's both a cautionary tale and a roadmap to achieving the American dream. Get the new audio version of his book, Country Boy, City Boy, A Journey That Ain't Over Yet, by Dr. James Cooley, on Amazon.com or wherever books are sold.
The J.C. Cooley Foundation is a nonprofit organization that was started in October of 2014. The J.C. Cooley Foundation continues to strive to expand its programs and offerings to the youth, young adults, and citizens of our great communities nationwide and overseas. We hope that you'll be able to take part in one or more of the many exciting events that we're offering this year and experience firsthand the pride we take in supporting our cause. It's our mission to equip the youth of today for the challenges of tomorrow, and we rely heavily on the generosity of individuals and business owners for support. Without the assistance of community-minded individuals just like you, we wouldn't be able to serve our youth each year. We ask that you make a commitment to support our annual appeal by making a cash donation. This year's goal is $50,000. Your generosity will assist us in making a difference in the lives of the youth in our community. You can give online at CooleyFoundation.org. Remember that every donation makes a difference regardless of size. The J.C. Cooley Foundation thanks you in advance for your contribution.
Country Boy, City Boy, A Journey That Ain't Over Yet, the true life coming of age story by James J.C. Cooley. Using humor, wit, and engaging storytelling, James paints a picture about his arrival in a rural deep south town and realization that life would never be the same. Cooley lays out his struggle to adjust from city life to country life and back again, sharing his hard-earned lessons to educate, encourage, and enlighten our next generation of leaders and heroes. Get your copy of Country Boy, City Boy, A Journey That Ain't Over Yet by James J.C. Cooley, available on Amazon and everywhere books are sold.
FM 96.1.
North County.
AM 1170. San Diego. The Answer.
Life is a series of circles and cycles, phases and stages. These are your experiences that teach you the lessons of life. You can either ignore them or embrace them. Welcome to the James Cooley Show. It's your life. Dr. James Cooley is a motivational speaker, author, military veteran, and founder of the J.C. Cooley Foundation. Dr. Cooley is here to equip you to strive for greatness and overcome adversity. It's time to get equipped today for the challenges of tomorrow. Now, here's the host of It's Your Life, Dr. James Cooley.
Hello, welcome back to It's Your Life. And I tell you, I'm tickled pink here because I got Russ here. And I'm a big fan of a lot of his movies that he had made. I think he made over, I don't know, 100 or something. I don't know. It's a lot. Been in all type of film festivals. And we got an opportunity to talk about some of his great work that he just did. Talking about The Assassin Apprentice. We're talking about the second part of that. We got Staycation here. We got Routine. I mean, just a few films that he had made. And we're going to talk about the latest ones. We're going to be part of the conversation. All you have to question, like, I'll pick up the phone and call in to the station, 1-866-577-2473. Right. You know, sorry, we had to take a break. We had to pay the bills. I mean, So you was talking about Assassin. I know we're going to get back to Staycation. You did Assassin 1 and Assassin Apprentice, Assassin 1. Can we talk about that a little bit? Because I got both of them pulled up, and I want to show a quick clip, if that's okay with you.
Yeah.
And so
yeah,
let's look at a...
Kaylee's got this one, Miranda.
Ready.
Good. The Mark is a local drug kingpin known only as Blanco.
The authorities haven't been able to touch him.
We have intelligence that he's meeting with a major supplier in a restaurant nearby.
Transferring his coordinates to you now.
What have I always told you? Center yourself.
Salud.
Wow. Wow. You know, I'm excited. You know, let's talk about, Assassin Apprentice first. Where did you get that idea to create that movie? How did you go about choosing the right actor based on the parts?
Well, this is the brainchild of Paul Hickman, the writer and head producer of the Assassin's Apprentice franchise. And I met him on Occupants. Which was my fourth feature film. And he was there, Ricardo, who I worked with six times. So basically, Paul is a Star Trek fan and he loves action films, and I do too. And we decided to work together with Howard Nash and the other producer, Ryan T. Husk, to create The Assassin's Apprentice with lead actress Tara Page. And because of Ryan and Howard, we were able to get a lot of Star Trek actors for the first and second films, including the aforementioned Robert Picardo. We worked with other actors like Marina Sirtis, who was... Robert Picardo was the holographic doctor on Star Trek Voyager. Marina Sirtis was Counselor Deanna Troi on Star Trek The Next Generation. And they were in the first Assassin's Apprentice. And the second one, we worked with Armin Shimerman, who was Quark, the Ferengi on Star Trek Deep Space Nine. We worked with Sean Kenny, who was the original Captain Pike, the crippled Captain Pike in the wheelchair in Star Trek, the original series. We worked with Gary Graham, who was Ambassador Saval on Star Trek Enterprise, and Tracy Coco, who was Lieutenant Jay on Star Trek The Next Generation, and three of the feature films, the Next Generation feature film. So we were able to, you know, film part one in, I think, 2017 or so. And when we premiered it at the Independent Filmmaker Showcase Film Festival, our world premiere, we won our very first award at that prestigious film festival. And that one was very prestigious and won Best Thriller. And then fast forward a couple years later, we just had a world premiere for our second film, The Assassin's Apprentice 2, Silver Doors of the Canary Islands. And again, we screened at the very prestigious Hollywood Reel Independent Film Festival, and we won our very first award, yet again, the People's Choice Award for Best Short Genre. So I've been very grateful. And we filmed all this, the first and second film, during right before COVID. So the first film was 2017. Second film we filmed, we actually flew to the Canary Islands to film the second wonderful family, their dog Spike. I met all of them. I mean, I'm just grateful. And I'm just hope that, you know, Paul, Rebecca, you, everybody who watches the film, just, you know, they like it, because again, you know, my job is to enter. So I just hope. And, you know, this is my trophy. So, you know, I've been very, you know, grateful that it's gotten the accolades for Assassin's Apprentice 1, 2, my feature films and whatnot. So, yeah.
Wow. You know, so I haven't watched complete movies yet, but the trailers, I'm always watching all of your trailers, all of your new stuff coming out. Did you use the same actors in Assassin's Apprentice 1 as you did in Apprentice 2?
We used some of the same actors, yes. Tara Page, Rico E. Anderson, who was also another Star Trek alum. So Tara plays Kaylee, the lead actor, or the lead character. Rico plays Blanco. And you have to see the film. I don't want to spoil it, but Blanco is like...
I got a trailer of it, if that's okay. I want to show the trailer, Assassin Apprentice 2. Yeah, so let's do that.
Report to Roy at the Canary Bureau ASAP.
With the Silver Doors gone, our tactical drone program would be crippled.
That's quite a little mess you got into up in L.A.
And I've heard about your weaponry tech. Very impressive.
Apprentice, what can we do for you today?
I'm here to warn you. You and your drones are in big danger. FAD counter-assassins are already in the area. Stay where you are! You're surrounded by TAA agents.
Are we to fight with knives and sticks now? Your odds are not great.
Wow. You know what? You got everybody. I'm looking at like 500 people just watching this right now. I know all of them are jumping up and down, you know, just watching the trailers, man. And it just draws you in. And so when will these be at the at the box office?
Well, they're screening at film festivals. Basically, you know, it's really up to my head producer, Paul Hickman, what he wants to do. So right now you can see them at film festivals, including one that's coming up in Houston. And I will be there. And this will be in late April at the 56th annual World Fest Houston International Film Festival. So, yeah, if you're there, I will be there. Be very happy to meet up. I know you're in Texas. I don't know. Texas is a big state, so I don't know if you're near Houston, but I'll definitely be.
So when is the old dates again in Houston?
I'll be there between April 28th and May 3rd. I think it's screening on that Sunday. So would that be the 30th? I don't know. Whatever day Sunday is. But I'll be Friday. So Friday is April 28th. So it'll be April 30th. Yeah.
Man, depending on what's going on, I think me and Michelle, we're going to try. This is only a 3.5.
No, I know you're busy. I know you're busy. I totally understand.
No, but I want to be there for you, man. I want to see it. I want to see it. And
well, I want to see you two again. You know, I remember when
man,
I was
it's,
doing
it's been a while,
Diego,
man.
When, yeah, you remember we did the San Diego interview? I think it was a couple of years ago.
Oh, yeah, yeah. A couple of years ago, you came in studio, man. We had so much fun, awesome. Man. Yeah, so much fun there. We got a couple of people with questions, but I know we got the break coming up real soon. And so we're going to get to them after the break. But okay. I just got one guy just watched those two short sequels, and he's like, oh, my.
Oh, my.
Yeah, so,
that's a George Takei Star Trek quote.
You know, but what we're going to do, we're going to take a station break, and we're going to come back, and we're going to pick it up. And we're going to let people ask a couple of questions, and we're going to jump back off into this because I got two more short trailers. I still got the staycation trailer, and then we got the routine trailer. So we're going to talk about all of these things, and we're going to talk about more, and we're going to talk about other things that Russ might be doing. It's your life. I'm Dr. James J.C. Cooley. We'll see you shortly after the break.
There's more stories of greatness to help you overcome adversity coming up on It's Your Life with James Cooley.
There's much truth in a journey that ain't over yet, as all of us journey through life's precious gift of time, just like I have. Hi, I'm Todd Pyrick, the producer of The James Cooley Show, It's Your Life. And in the new audio version of his book, Country Boy City Boy, A Journey That Ain't Over Yet, you can join James as he shares his true life story of struggle and success in America. It's both a cautionary tale and a roadmap to achieving the American dream. This is a must listen for anyone who thinks they're stuck in life or needs to understand that their current situation is not their final destination. Country Boy City Boy, A Journey That Ain't Over Yet, is the unfiltered truth to provide hope for the future by challenging you to refuse to become a victim of life's circumstance and dare to become an overcomer, because a bigger, better, and more impactful life awaits you. Get the new audio version of his book, Country Boy City Boy, A Journey That Ain't Over Yet, by Dr. James Cooley, on Amazon or wherever books are sold.
The J.C. Cooley Foundation continues to strive to expand its programs and offerings to the youth, young adults, and citizens of our great communities nationwide and overseas. It's our mission to equip the youth of today for the challenges of tomorrow. We ask that you make a commitment to support our annual appeal by making a cash donation. Your generosity will assist us in making a difference in the lives of the youth in our community. You can give online at cooleyfoundation.org. The J.C. Cooley Foundation thanks you in advance for your contribution.
Hi, I'm Todd Pyrick, the producer of The James Cooley Show, It's Your Life. And in the new audio version of his book, Country Boy City Boy, A Journey That Ain't Over Yet, you can join James as he shares his true life story of struggle and success in America. It's both a cautionary tale and a roadmap to achieving the American dream. Get the new audio version of his book, Country Boy City Boy, A Journey That Ain't Over Yet, by Dr. James Cooley, on Amazon.com or wherever books are sold.
The Answer, San Diego, streaming now on smart speakers and Odyssey.com.
Life is a series of circles and cycles, phases and stages. These are your experiences that teach you the lessons of life. You can either ignore them or embrace them. Welcome to the James Cooley Show. It's your life. Dr. James Cooley is a motivational speaker, author, military veteran, and founder of the J.C. Cooley Foundation. Dr. Cooley is here to equip you to strive for greatness and overcome adversity. It's time to get equipped today for the challenges of tomorrow. Now, here's the host of It's Your Life, Dr. James Cooley.
Hello, welcome back to the James Cooley Show, It's Your Life, and I'm sitting here just having a conversation with my good friend Russ, and just like he was talking last time, it's been 2 years since we saw each other face-to-face in the studio, and he was doing so many things back then as well, and he was, every week or two, he would pull in a new winner at one of these film festivals. Like I said, like he got over 200 or something of these film festivals awards because his work is so fantastic. Mm-hmm. And as you just saw in those two trailers, which you're going to see two more in a few minutes, some of the work and just the precise movement, the actors. It's fascinating. So, but if you want to be part of this conversation right now, all you have to do is pick up the phone, 1-866-577-2473, or you could just go to the comments, ask them any question that you like, and I promise you we'll get you an answer. You know, so Russ, we got a Kermit Johnson here got a question for you, and he's excited about what he's been watching. His question is, who is your favorite producer? Have you met this producer?
Who's my favorite producer? Well, I meant I Howard Nash. I mean, without Howard, I mean, Howard is my producer of my first five feature films. And without Howard, I would not be where I am today. So, I mean, you know, I met a chance meeting back in 2004, I think. I did a short film called Girl with Gun, which is kind of a spiritual prequel to The Assassin's Apprentice 1 and 2, again, about a female assassin. And that one is the one that put me on the map and got into places like Comic-Con in San Diego, which was a very surreal experience. You know, this was back in 2004 or 5, I think. Based on that chance meeting with Howard, you know, we collaborated together on PJ, now called Heaven's Messenger, my first feature film. And our lead actor was the late John Hurd, who was the Home Alone dad. And he unfortunately passed away 6 years ago in 2017. But that's also the first time I worked with Robert Picardo, you know, the Star Trek Voyager actor, Robert Picardo. And it's just been a ride with Howard. So yeah, I meant, you know, if it's somebody in the industry, I always look at, was it Brian Grazer and Ron Howard, a producer-director duo. They collaborated on many films like Apollo 13, The Missing, and et cetera, et cetera. And, you know, that producer-director relationship is very, very important. So, you know, definitely, you know, hats off to Howard, to Paul. I mentioned Troy Gavaldon, all these producers I worked with. And I was very, very grateful that they wanted to work with me.
Wow. You know, Howard, a very good friend of both of ours. Howard been on the show a couple of times. I haven't talked to him in a while, but he's coming back on. And just like how you just spoke highly of him, that's how he speak. Just like I'm highly of you in that regard. You know, so how do you go about, case in point, we're going to show a short clip on Staycation, and you talked about that a little bit. How did, in your mind, how did you go about knowing who were the right actors to play these roles? Or did you have audition with 5 or 6 actors auditioning for the same role, or you already had in your mind that this is who I want to play this role?
It depends. So, you know, what with Staycation, I was able to sell the concept because, you know, I had relationship with certain actors, like the actors I mentioned before, like Sean Kenny. I knew I worked with him in Assassin's Apprentice 2, and he and his wife Taki are very good friends of mine, and I'm very super grateful to them. But I knew he was going to be Professor Edward Bellows in Staycation, and I offered him the role because, you know, I knew he can, you know, bring that to the table. At the same time, he also has a following with Star Trek and with my investors who like actors like in Star Trek. I know that was a good selling point. So, yeah, you know, Olivia Dabo is another one, you know, Tracy Coco, you know, actors like that. At the same time, though, there are certain roles. Pardon me. Like our Brit and Marnie actors, Catherine LaSalle and Lily Ivry. And with them, I went through a service, I think, called Breakdown Services with my casting director, Jennifer Durst. And we had like, oh, gosh, with the Brit, I think 2,000 submissions. And God bless Jen. She went through those 2000 and she picked, you know, maybe about, I don't know, 20, 30 of them and passed it on to me. And then I then interviewed the people I thought might be right for the roles. So, you know, it depends, you know, with occupants, same thing. We found our actress, Brianna White, who played, you know, Annie Curtis in that film. And again, we went through a service similar to like Breakdown Services. And again, we had like 2000 submissions or so. So, yeah, I mean, there's many ways to go find these actors.
I want to show a short clip on Staycation, and then I want to talk about it a little bit more. So, hey, audience, get ready for this one.
We are knee-deep into this pandemic, and there are more questions than there are answers.
Maddie, can you hear me okay?
Heaven have mercy, she lives.
Have you been wearing your gloves and your masks when you're outside?
Of course.
If you're going to be that close, please be considerate.
So how does it feel fighting the virus every day?
Sorry, this baby's spoken for. Let's go, let's go.
What, like real guns? I'm a pacifist.
Help! Help!
I foresee the virus consuming us all.
What are you still standing there for?
It's not isolated. We're getting reports from around the world.
That bad?
Huh?
Whoa! What in the world is going on out there?
Oh, no! Oh! Oh!
My condolences.
Cautious optimism, at least, Professor?
Wow! Wow. You know, I'm going to bring something up. So Staycation, I think this happened before COVID, I believe. It was,
So Staycation, and I think you're going to show the trailer for Routine.
Routine is
actually the prequel to Staycation, which is why, you know, hopefully you can play that trailer. But Routine is what started this whole thing, if you will. We filmed that in April 2020 at the height of COVID. And Routine and Staycation is in a pandemic world. And it's a horror film. So it's not COVID, but it's a take on COVID. And when we filmed in April 2020, everything was shut down. And, you know, I was able to work with an actress, Paige Laurie Pacelle, who I was super grateful. She was very happy to work with myself and my other half of Routine and Staycation, Emil Harris, who I've, you know, met back, I guess, 2002 or so. We were collaborated on many films together, but he's the other half of the Staycation franchise, if you will. And I say franchise because there is a Staycation 2 right now. Now it's in, you know, in the prep stage. And we filmed that, and because of that Routine, it got a lot of good press and a lot of awards and festivals and whatnot. And because of that, then we were able to make Staycation. So we actually filmed Staycation during COVID. And with the Screen Actors Guild rules, you know, you had to wear masks, you had to sanitize. There was like different zones, I think like Zone A, Zone B. You know, it was very, very, very particular. But because of COVID, we had to film piecemeal over 2 years. Now, right now we're in post-production on Staycation. So Routine is a short. It's a concept piece, if you will. It's like 4 or 5 minutes. Staycation is going to be a 94-minute feature film. And right now we're in very heavy post-production. So we locked picture. We're dealing with music. We're dealing with sound design. We're dealing with visual effects. And what we did at the very beginning of Routine is I invested in a 6K resolution camera. And we've been filming with that camera for a Routine, Staycation, and hopefully Staycation 2. I mean, I could go on and on, but, you know, that'll take hours.
No, but this is so fascinating because a lot of people, they do not know anything on how movies are made. And that's sometimes it requires different locations, somewhere, could be all over the world, to actually capture a certain scene. And costs a lot of money to do all of these things, and you have to have the right actors, I believe.
Right, everything, right team. You know, I consider, you know, the cast and crew as family. I consider you as family because you help to promote, you know, what I do, which I'm very grateful for, because that helps to then hopefully get other people interested in my future films.
Wow. Man, just as you know, I'm here for you, just like you always have been there for me. And I hope that our viewers or listening, and that they will support this. They better support this. And I tell you, we're gonna take a station break. When we come back, we're gonna show that routine. We're gonna show that clip, and then we're gonna talk about all of these collectively. If you want to be part of this conversation, all you have to do is just go to the comments, ask Russ any question you like, anything about the movies or anything about make the movies. We'll get you an answer. Remember, it's your life. We'll be back shortly after the break.
There's more stories of greatness to help you overcome adversity coming up on It's Your Life with James Cooley. The J.C. Cooley Foundation is a nonprofit organization that was started in October of 2014. The J.C. Cooley Foundation continues to strive to expand its programs and offerings to the youth, young adults, and citizens of our great communities nationwide and overseas. We hope that you'll be able to take part in one or more of the many exciting events that we're offering this year and experience firsthand the pride we take in supporting our cause. It's our mission to equip the youth of today for the challenges of tomorrow, and we rely heavily on the generosity of individuals and business owners for support. Without the assistance of community-minded individuals just like you, we wouldn't be able to serve our youth each year. We ask that you make a commitment to support our annual appeal by making a cash donation. This year's goal is $50,000. Your generosity will assist us in making a difference in the lives of the youth in our community. You can give online at CooleyFoundation.org. Remember that every donation makes a difference regardless of size. The J.C. Cooley Foundation thanks you in advance for your contribution.
Country Boy, City Boy, A Journey That Ain't Over Yet, the true life coming of age story by James J.C. Cooley. Using humor, wit, and engaging storytelling, James paints a picture about his arrival in a rural deep south town and realization that life would never be the same. Cooley lays out his struggle to adjust from city life to country life and back again, sharing his hard-earned lessons to educate, encourage, and enlighten our next generation of leaders and heroes. Get your copy of Country Boy, City Boy, A Journey That Ain't Over Yet by James J.C. Cooley. Available on Amazon and everywhere books are sold.
Streaming now at theanswersandiego.com and odyssey.com.
Life is a series of circles and cycles, phases and stages. These are your experiences that teach you the lessons of life. You can either ignore them or embrace them. Welcome to the James Cooley Show. It's your life. Dr. James Cooley is a motivational speaker, author, military veteran, and founder of the J.C. Cooley Foundation. Dr. Cooley is here to equip you to strive for greatness and overcome adversity. It's time to get equipped today for the challenges of tomorrow. Now, here's the host of It's Your Life, Dr. James Cooley.
Hello, welcome back. Hello, welcome back to the James Cooley Show, It's Your Life. And I tell you, my great, great guest here, just having so much fun, you know, talking about him, possessing all of these great things, and the last one of us. Because if you don't know how to, haven't been a part of anything, fascinating, a lot of work. Most people only see the final product and think, oh no. It requires a lot of work, a lot of, you know, a rush. Man, it's like I said, I'm a fan. You've been doing all of these things. Talking about routine, I want to show a real short clip of that. And I want to collaborate all of the that you want and stuff that got coming out. Vision on where you see your film's work in the near future. First of all, I want to show this little short clip.
Is it Monday? Yep, same as every other day. Stay indoors as much as you can, they said. Well, a girl needs her morning brew. Best stay out of my way.
Wow.
Don't mess with her.
I see. Let's talk about them, because I'm saying that correlation between staycation, potentially staycations. Let's talk about all of those, how it led. I know you talked about how it led up to routine, open the doors for staycation. Staycation is open the door for staycations too. How do you go about, okay, adding on the next steps from a movie, transitioning to a similar movie, but lifting the bar a little higher, and then transitioning to another sequel of the movie, lifting the bar a little higher.
Well, how's that done? Well, basically, I think I sort of touched upon this back, you know, when COVID was starting. Filmmaking partner Emil Harris and I, we kind of like formulated a game plan about what to do, especially during the COVID era. And, you know, we're big fans of horror films. We're big fans of psychological thrillers, if you will. We wanted to do something that dealt with pandemic, you know, because how many people can relate to a pandemic? Pretty much everybody. COVID, unfortunately, has affected all five continents, including Antarctica, you know, and COVID is part of our lives now, for better or worse, you know. I myself have asthma, so, you know, a respiratory a condition, and COVID affects the lungs. So I wear a mask. And if you watch Routine, if you watch Staycation, it deals with how people deal with a pandemic. And again, it's not about COVID, but it's more in the horror genre. And I cannot really give it away, but it is called the Nix virus. And the Nix virus, again, makes people social distance, wear the mask, and et cetera, et cetera. Luckily, I think we're out of the pandemic stage with COVID. We're in the endemic stage. But still, you know, it's definitely affecting us. And Staycation 2 is going to deal with that also. Again, I cannot give too much away. But let's just say that... it'll definitely be more, Staycation 1 is more external, more global. Staycation 2 is more internal and much more of a psychological thriller than the first film. And I'm super excited for that. And again, I cannot give away too much because otherwise it'll just spoil everything. But when Emil Harris, again, my filmmaking partner, he pitched the idea for Staycation 2, I was stoked. I was super blown away. Again, you know, goosebumps. I'm getting the goosebumps right here. I'm super excited. And I've been reaching out to some investors, you know, just putting out the initial touches to see if they might be interested. Luckily, Staycation 1 has been winning accolades. Right now, since it's in post-production, it's for the trailer, the one that you showed. We just won Best Trailer in New York just yesterday. We won Best Trailer at the Hollywood Reel Independent Film Festival, that festival that we also won for Assassin's Apprentice 2. That's a major film festival. So it has been gaining traction. And again, I hope people, when they see Routine or Staycation when it's done, and we'll be done this year, by the way, and hopefully we do Staycation 2, that they will be just as excited as I am. Because I am just super excited, you know, to deal with subject matters like we're doing with the horror genre, psychological thrillers, dealing with social commentaries on the pandemic, and et cetera, et cetera.
You know, so when you're doing these trailers and film festivals and promoting this, how important is making sure that you have the right social media platforms, contacts, et cetera, to really push this side?
You know, God bless social media. Because without social media, I don't think I could have got funding for my latest films, and especially Staycation. Indiegogo, Kickstarter, these are crowdfunding, tools, if you will. I had a lot of people who funded Staycation through Indiegogo. We had over 100, and a lot of those people, God bless them, they are in the film, and I hope they enjoy themselves the film. It's just been very surreal. to have you, sir, you know, to help promote. Without social media, I would not be. So social media is very, very vital to a filmmaker in order to make publicity is very, very.
So, Russ, friend, so you've been doing this quite some time now. Can you tell our viewers in this, did you ever imagine where you were today from the time that you're coming out of college or working college? Can you talk a little bit about that? We got about
10 minutes. Nope. No, not at all. I'm a Star Trek fan. You know, I grew up watching The Next Generation when I was a kid. You know, I'm 45 years old. So Next Generation was my childhood. To work with actors that I grew up watching, like Marina Sirtis, would I ever think that I'd be able to do something like that? No. Not at all. Not at all. Robert Picardo? No. No, it's, I'm lucky, grateful, super thankful. Family, to friends, everybody. And, you know, I try to make the best product possible. That's my job. I'm here to entertain. I just hope people like what they know. You know, I'm my own worst critic. You know, I'm the worst person to ask. My films are great, because I'll say no. But I just hope people enjoy what I do, because I put 110%, probably a lot more than that. But I just hope people like what.
Man, I don't watch several of your, especially Howard Nash, when played and all that. I mean, it's your work. Down to the last couple of minutes of the show, in 30 seconds, 40 seconds. Give our viewers and our listeners a couple of takeaways that they take away from this great conversation.
Just thank you for listening. If you want to see more of what I do, I mentioned before, Russem Productions. Is like www.russem.com, R-U-S-S-E-M, Mary.com. This is a combination of my first and last name, Russ Emanuel. And, you know, to you, Michelle, I'm just super grateful so much for having me.
Man, you know, it's all, you know, you always got a platform here. I talk to you about it all the time. Anytime you want to come on and promote this, this is fun. This is so much fun.
Oh, and one more thing, John Brady, I see, say yay, yeah. Social media. John, yeah. Thank you. I love you. He's one of my investors. Love you, sir.
Oh, John, shout out to him. Russ, thank you so much for taking the time to come on the show, and let's have you back again, man. Have you back again and talk about the guy decided to move.
If you want me, I'd be very happy to come. It's up to you.
and you know, of course, like I always tell you, your actors or anybody that you want to push out, me and Michelle were trying to make room to get them on. You know, always, because we got you. You know, I'd like to thank Michelle for putting together another great show. I'd like to thank our fantastic viewers and listeners. You know, for watching the James Cooley Show, listening to the James Cooley Show every day, Monday through Friday, 12 o'clock Pacific Standard Time. And I want everybody to dream big, think big, be big. We'll be back tomorrow, same time, same station. It's your life.
Thanks for joining us for the James Cooley Show. It's your life. To learn more about Dr. James Cooley and how you can support the show or become a guest, visit CooleyFoundation.org. Join James for more motivation and inspiration to help you become equipped today for the challenges of tomorrow. This has been It's Your Life with Dr. James Cooley, where you learn how to dream big, think big, and be big in everything you do.
It's Your Life is sponsored by James J.C. Cooley.